This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, Rabbi. Bruchim Abam to the Kelel Igor de Pirka. This is our final shir before Rosh Hashanah, Havaleinu L'Tayva. And we're going to discuss a little bit the mitzvah of shofar. In a halachic sense, and perhaps the deeper message of Tkiyah Shofar. Pasuk says in Parshas Vaschanan, it's talking about the praise, the shvach of Klal Yisrael. The pasuk says like this: Kimi goy gadol, who is the great nation? Asher lo yelakim kroivim elav, that God is close to. Kashem elakeinu b'chol kareinu elav, who is like Klal Yisrael that whenever we call out to Hashem, Hashem answers. So it's talking about the praise of the Jewish people, and it's saying, look how great Klal Yisrael is. We have tefillah. Ask the Brisker Rav. This is the one mitzvah that Klal Yisrael has that the Umay Yisraelim also have. The one mitzvah that we could do, that Goyim could also do, is Daven. If you were looking for a mitzvah to show the greatness and uniqueness of Jewish people, the last mitzvah you would establish that by was through tefillah. You want to say, look at Klal Yisrael, they take Dalet Minim. You want to say, look at Klal Yisrael, that they put on tefillin, that they put on talis, that they learn Torah. A guy's not allowed to learn Torah. Magid Varv LeYaakov. But here you're saying, here there's only one pasuk in the Torah that talks about a mitzvah that demonstrates the uniqueness of Klal Yisrael. And which mitzvah does it choose? The one mitzvah that Goyim could do. Isn't that odd? Ask the Brisker Rav. Af agav de'ikar ha'inyan shel tefillah v'za'aka, harei yeshna gam b'umay so'ilam. We find it by Goyim. K'da'ashikhan v'ninve. People of Ninve. V'yitzaku al Hashem. V'gam b'tefillah shloim ha'ksiv. We find when Shlomo HaMelech built the first Beis HaMikdash, he was mispalel that when a guy comes to the Beis HaMikdash, you should be mekabel his tefillos. El hanochri ha-shaloi me'amcha Yisrael hu. And we said it this morning, the Novi Yeshaya says, ki beisi beis tefillo yikarei. No? L'chol amim. That the Beis HaMikdash is a beis tefillo. L'chol amim. To all of the goyim. Harei de'inyan tefillo loyrak li'Yisrael levad nemar. So here we have it. Parshas Vaschanan, Moshe Rabbeinu tells God, oh, look at you guys. You are unique. You're special. How? And he picks the one thing that we're not special. He had so many opportunities to nail it, to get it right, and he picked tefillah. We go further. Pasuk says in Parshas Balak, and this is one of the psukim of Malchios, Lahibit Oven B'Yakov, God does not see iniquity in the Jewish people, V'Leira Amal B'Yisrael, Hashem alei kavimai, Hashem is with him. Usaruas melech bai. So again, Bilam says that Klal Yisrael has a special status. Usaruas melech bai, says Rashi. What is special about Klal Yisrael? Usaruas melech bai. What does the word terua mean? Lashon chiba, a lashon of love, vireos, and friendship. Kamay rea David, which means oyev David, the close friend of David. Vayitna l'meireyehu. He gave it l'meireyehu, which means to his friend. V'chein tirgum unklus ushchinas malkohein b'neihon. In other words, Bilam looks at the Jewish people and he's jealous. He can't, he's mekane. He says, look how great the Jewish people are. We have true asmelech. So what is he featuring? He's featuring that we have the Shechina, we have the love of God, we have the friendship of Hashem. So we understand why this would be something that Bilam would be jealous of. Maybe Hashem is does chesed to Umay Sa'ilam. Maybe he gives them tayvais, but the friendship of Hashem that the Umay Sa'ilam do not enjoy. And that is what Bilam is pointing out, that Klal Yisrael enjoys Truas Melech. However, Rabbi said, look at the Ibn Ezra. The Ibn Ezra says, what is Bilam praising? What is Bilam highlighting? Usruas melech boy. What does it mean, Usruas melech? B'machane Yisrael. The trua of the king is in the Jewish camp. V'zeh usekatem trua. Says Bilam, I'm so jealous of the Jewish people. They have such a unique status. What mitzvah do they have? They have the mitzvah of shofar. So isn't that interesting? That of every mitzvah that Bilam could have pointed out of how great Klal Yisrael is, could have said, look, they have Kriyat Shema, they have tefillah, they have tefillin, they have talis, they have sukkah, they have matzah, they have Torah. No, the one mitzvah that Bilam points out, that, oh, I'm so jealous of them, look what they have! They have shofar! That's the one mitzvah. Shofar somehow shows the uniqueness of Klal Yisrael. So ask again the Brisker Rav. He quotes Rashi. Rashi's pshat is, Utruas Melech Bo is the friendship of Hashem. The Ibn Ezra's pshat is, Utruas Melech Bo is the shofar. And ask the Brisker Rav, Ma matzah bilam arasha shvach umayla b'mitzvah shofar yoyser mishar ha-mitzvah sheyesh lahem liYisrael. What is unique about the mitzvah of shofar than any other mitzvah? Bishlama koin tarashi, I get it. We have the friendship of Hashem. That's something special. But according to the Ibn Ezra, in this sefer quotes Ramban, it's not the Ramban, it's the Ibn Ezra, but according to the Ibn Ezra, what exactly is so unique about the mitzvah of shofar? We come to a very interesting minog.
Maybe the Rambam also said.
What? I don't think so. I saw that. The very interesting minog that I believe in most shuls they have this custom, and that is that while they're making the bracha on the shofar, they cover the shofar. Either you cover it in a zekel or in a little towel and a sheet, or the shofar is covered. And some say the source of this is Tiku b'chodesh shofar b'keseh. It's supposed to be covered. However, the Avnei Nezer wants to know that very nice minog, but it would seem that this minog is keneged the halacha. Why is the minog keneged the halacha? Because we have a rule that we're supposed to make the bracha as close as possible to the performance of the mitzvah, yes, and not to delay even one moment. And that is why, when you put on your tefillin, you don't make the bracha and then take it out of the bag. Because it would take time to take it out of the bag and put it on your... You don't even take it out of the bag and make a bracha. You take it out of the bag, you put it on the arm, you close it almost completely, and then right before you're about to tie it, you make the bracha so that l'haniach tefillin should be a moment right before you're mekasher the tefillin. Right? It should be mamish over l'asiyasam. That's why you take out your talis, and you check it, and you hold it up by your head, and then you make the bracha. By the way, once we're on the topic of talis, it's important for a Jew to know how to put on a talis. First of all, Mishnah Berurah says, when you hang it over your head, it should be ad piv, it should be up to your mouth. Then, this is very important, when you do the atifa, a lot of people, they pull up the talis so much that in the back it's only covering their neck. Could be you're not yotze the mitzvah of talis that way. It has to be covering at least part of your shoulders in the back when you're making the atifa, because the ikar atifa is not atifas ha-roish, it's atifas ha-guf. Okay, so when you're pulling up the talis from behind, do not pull it up to the neck. If you do that, that's not a halachic atifa. You have to do atifas ha-guf and not atifas ha-roish. For Ashkenazim, I'm not coming.
No. On Shabbos, I see some people that make the bracha and the cover is still on the challah. Is it permissible?
Yeah, you're supposed to cover it when you make the bracha.
I don't understand. You make the bracha, and then they pull the cover off, and then they do the...
The what?
It's similar to the shofar. In other words, after the kiddush, they should have pulled off the cover of the top.
Why? No, you cover it for the bracha also.
They do it. They make a mark. They cover it again.
Yeah.
Because it's like the month.
I do that, yeah. Yeah, you cover it even for the bracha. You cover it for the bracha also.
It should be uncovered according to what you're learning over here.
No, it's not a brachas ha-mitzvah. It's not a brachas ha-mitzvah. It's a bracha on food. Here we're... Okay, that's a separate discussion of the proper way to cover the challah. But in terms of the principle of kol habrachas mevarchen oisam over la'asiyasan, so over la'asiyasan is supposed to be right before you do the mitzvah. And ask the Avnei Nezer, if that's the case, then covering the shofar is halachically incorrect. Why? Because you're covering the shofar, then when you make the bracha, it's going to take you an extra moment to uncover the shofar and then to blow it. It would be much better, lahalacha, to keep the shofar uncovered, right, so that as soon as you make the bracha, if anything, you should be holding the shofar right by your mouth. You make the bracha, and as soon as the bracha is over, you stick it in. Yeah. But why cover it and delay and cause an interruption in the process? Ask the Avnei Nezer, everybody knows that even though we make a bracha on Kiddushei Kesef, right? You make a bracha on Kiddushin, right? Al Arayos, nevertheless, on Kiddushei Bia, there's no bracha, says the Ranim Sachem. That's because to make it before it's too much in advance. To make it b'shas ma'isa, so lo yir b'cha ervas davar. And therefore, Chazal, we're not even misakin a bracha, because you don't make a bracha if there's an interruption between the bracha and the ma'isa. So too, says Avnei Nezer, covering the shofar should be a illegitimate halachic practice. That's the kasha of the Avnei Nezer in Chelek Arachaim, Simen Tuf Lamanaf. Look at number 7. He says, "B'dvar haminog lechasis haShofar b'mapa ad achar habracha ulechora yifla haloi roi lekariv habracha lamitzah b'chol ma'ade efshar." It is appropriate to juxtapose the blessing to the mitzah as much as possible. Uvitfilin mevarchin mehay taima bein hanachal ekshira. That's why when we put on tefillin, we make the bracha between putting it on and tying. And therefore, ask the Avnei Nezer, v'lama yishtana shofar. Why by shofar do we sort of overlook the requirement of making the bracha directly prior to the performance of the mitzvah? What is the mitzvah of shofar? The smag, you don't have it on the sheet, in mitzvah membeis, zok the smag, the sefer mitzvah is gedolos, Mitzvahs asay litkoya b'shofar. It's a mitzvah to blow the shofar. That's what you say, but the smag says mitzvahs asay litkoya. Litkoya. The smag says don't blow it. Right? Mitzvahs asay litkoya. It's a mitzvah to blow. Says the Shultis in mitzvah kufayin aleph. The Mechayvin Beis Yisrael Lemiska. Jews have to blow the shofar. Zak the Rosh B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam. Baruch Atah Hashem L'Kenim Acholam Asher Kedushanu Mitzvaysav V'Tzivanu Al Tekiyas Shofar. Azoy Zak Rabbeinu Tam. And you know what the Rosh says about Rabbeinu Tam? Of all the Rishonim, Rabbeinu Tam was Gedoyla B'Chachma U'V'Minyan. Even more than the Rambam, the Rosh says. However, that's the opinion of the Smag, the Shultis, and the Rosh B'Shem Rabbi Natan. However, the Rambam, in no less than 7 places, says the mitzvah is to hear the shofar, not to blow the shofar. Look at number 8. Mitzvah saseh shel Torah l'shmoya truas ha-shofar. The Rambam in Hilchoy Shofar, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, says the mitzvah is to listen to the shofar. And in fact, if you look in the Rambam, in the beginning of Hilchos Shofar, even before Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, there's a little like a title, a little, you know, koiseres, a little heading. The Rambam writes, mitzvahs shmiyas shofar, the mitzvah to hear. And the Rambam reiterates this in Perek Aleph, Halacha Gimel. He says, the mitzvah is to hear and not to blow. By the way, you know why the Rambam says the mitzvah is to hear and not to blow? Because if the mitzvah was to blow, then almost nobody would be yotzei. Because only one person blows. And what? He's being moitzi me. He can't be moitzi. The mitzvah is to blow. He can't do it for me. It's a mitzvah. You have to do it yourself. No one could put tefillin on for you. No one could sit in a sukkah for you. No, a mitzvah that's the gufai, you have to do yourself. So if the mitzvah were to blow, the Rambam maintains, then how can anyone blow for you? Therefore, the Rambam says the mitzvah is to hear. Says the Rambam in Parak Aleph, Halacha Gimel. Normally, we say that if you steal an item of a mitzvah, yatzah or lo yatzah? Mitzvah b'aver. You're not yotzei. If you steal a sukkah, right? If you steal a dalad minim, not yotzei. Says the Rambam, if you steal a shofar, you yotzei. Why?
Steal a shofar.
I'm not recommending it. I'm just saying, if you do, right?
It's not possible.
Right? If I'm saying, if you do steal a shofar,
I like that
much. Right? Then you should. Then you're not. Then you're yotzei. Why? Because there's no mitzvah to blow the shofar. The shofar is merely the hechsher mitzvah. The shofar is the instrument with which you produce the sound. Once the sound is produced, now you have to go hear it. Says the Rambam, somebody who steals a shofar yotzei the mitzvah. The Rambam in Perek Beis Halacha Aleph, Hakol Chayovin Lishmoya. The Rambam in the Minyan HaMitzvah is Kufayin, Mitzvah Lishmoya. Zok the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvah is also Mitzvah Lishmoya. And finally, the Rambam in the 7th place writes, this is just, you know, in case somebody asks you, how many times does the Rambam say there's a mitzvah to hear the sound of the shofar? I once heard of Sachs. He said the over all seven. He had down all seven places. But anyway, the Rambam in Shas Chuvas Pe'er Hadar, Chuvas Rambam, look at number 9. The Rambam tells us very clearly. Look at number 9. Mahu hachiluk shegeish bein l'shmaya kol shofar uvein al tekiyashet. What's the difference if the mitzvah is to hear or the mitzvah is to blow? Zok the Rambam, hachiluk gadol b'neim. It's a big difference. Ki hamitzvah hamiyuchedes eina hatkiya ela b'shmiyas agi. There's no mitzvah to blow. The mitzvah is to hear. De'im hoysa hamitzvah hatkiya hayatzarech kol echad ve'echad litkoya la'atzmai. Everyone would have to blow themselves. Kamoi shechayev kol adam belulav uvasuka. And if the mitzvah is to blow, v'imkein vaday hashoymeya shaloi taka lo yatzi dechayvas. If the mitzvah is to blow, if you heard the shofar and you didn't blow the shofar, garnish telfin, you didn't do anything. V'chein atokeya shaloi shama. Or if you blow, if the mitzvah was to blow and you blew and you didn't hear, are you yatzi? Absolutely. If the mitzvah was to blow and not to hear, if you blew it and you didn't hear, you're yotzei. Even, let's say, you closed your ears. You blew the shofar and you closed your ears. You would be yotzei if the mitzvah was to blow. Afil b'shvil shetaka. But v'yein ha-din kach. Says the Rambam, this is not the halacha. Ki ha-mitzvah hi ha-shmiya v'loi ha-tkiya. The mitzvah is listening and not blowing. U'kamoisha ha-sukkah. Says the Rambam, just like there's no mitzvah to build a sukkah. Right? There's no mitzvah in the Torah to build a sukkah. The mitzvah is to sit in the sukkah. There's no mitzvah in the Torah to tie together your lulav and esrog. The mitzvah is to take it. There's no mitzvah in the Torah to blow shofar. The mitzvah is to listen to the sound of the shofar. Comes along the Avnei Nezer, and the Avnei Nezer says a beautiful Kiddush. Why do we cover the challah during Kiddush? He says we cover the challah because it's embarrassing to the challah. Because technically speaking, b'diavad, if someone cannot afford to buy wine, you can make kiddush on the challah. However, Baruch Hashem, we have wine on the table and we're making kiddush on the yayin. But the challah feels bad. The challah feels like a second-class citizen. So what do? We cover the challah to avoid embarrassing the challah. Says the Avnei Nezer, when we make the bracha l'shmaya kol shofar, the shofar feels bad. The shofar is not an achetzah shel mitzvah. Do you hear this? The shofar is not a chetzah shel mitzvah. It's not a chetzah shel mitzvah. A lulav is a chetzah shel mitzvah. A sukkah is a chetzah shel mitzvah. A shofar is not a chetzah shel mitzvah. If you steal a shofar, you're yotzei the mitzvah. The chetzah shel mitzvah is the koil that's produced by the shofar. The shofar is merely the instrument, right? Nobody would say that the hammer that you use to build the sukkah is a chetzah shel mitzvah. The hammer was merely a tool with which you created the sukkah. So too, the shofar is not a chetzah shel mitzvah. The shofar is merely the instrument with which you produce the sound. The mitzvah is to hear. So here, the shofar is turning colors. You don't see. You think it's a black shofar, a white shofar? No, it's mamish. You know, it's mal ben pnei chaver barabim. You're gonna embarrass the shofar. You're gonna announce, everyone should know, blessed are you, God, that you gave us a mitzvah. Not with this shofar. This shofar is nothing. To listen to the call of the shofar. Shofar is like, shtoymen, shofar is embarrassed. So therefore, says Avnei Nezer, we cover the shofar to avoid embarrassing the shofar. Okay? This is just a small hakdama of the lumdus of the mitzvah of shofar. But now let's come to a little bit of the deeper message of the shofar. Says the Gemara, Masechta Rosh Hashanah, you have a cow, yeah? You have in your backyard, Elsie, and you cut off her horn, and you want to blow her horn. So, could you use a cow to blow shofar? You can't do it. Says the Gemara, you know why? Says the Gemara, Masechta Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chavav. Ula Amar, Hainu Taima D'Rabbanan. This is the reason of the Rabbanan, that you cannot blow with a par. Kid Rav Chizda, Damar Rav Chizda. Why, when the Kohen Gadol enters the Kodesh HaKadoshim, does he not wear his regular begadim, his big day zav, ma ein Kohen Gadol nichnes b'big day zav, lefnai v'lefnim, lavet avoida. Why? Lefi she'en kategar nasa sanegar. Here you have the golden begadim. It's to remind Hashem of the Chet HaEgal. Kohen Gadol is trying to achieve kapara, slicho mechila, and while he's being a sanegar for Klal Yisrael, it turns out he's really prosecuting against them. Because he's reminding the Bani Shalom of the Chet HaEgel. Right? Ein kategar nasa sanegar. Frek de Gemara, if ein kategar nasa sanegar, what's he doing the rest of 90% of the day? He's walking around with his gold clothing. What about Ein Kategan Asa Sanega? Says the Gemara, V'ha'ika Big Day Zav. He's wearing his golden garments, mi bachutz, on the outside. Says the Gemara, on the outside. Mi bifnim kamrinan. We are only worried about Ein Kategar Nasa Sanegar when you're in the Kodesh HaKadosh. But if you're not in the Kodesh HaKadosh, if you're just doing Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Kodesh, in the exterior areas, we're not worried that your Sanegaria, your defense, will end up being a prosecution. And therefore we allow the Kohen Gadol to wear his big day Zahav Mi Bachutz. The only problem of Ein Kategar Nasa Sanegar is Mi Bifnim. Ask the Gemara, but you just said that the reason why you can't blow the shofar of a power is because of Ein Kategar Nasa Sanegar. But wait a second. Are you blowing the shofar in the Kodesh HaKadoshim? Yeah. Imagine, right before Tkiyah Shofar, right? Imagine, we should have a psicha. We have a psicha, we send the guy into the Arayin. And you know, he blows from inside the Arayin. You know, what is that? Yeah, he's in the Arayin. He's in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The guy's blowing on the Bima. There ain't no Kodesh HaKadoshim. If anything, the Bima is a Mizbeach. So if the problem of Ein Kategar Nasa Sanegar is only in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, why are we worried if you would blow the shofar of a cow? You're not blowing the shofar in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. You're blowing in the shul. You're blowing in the bima. Says the Gemara, Apella. Kivan de lezikarinu. Since the purpose of shofar is for remembering, kibifnim dami. It's as if it's in the Kodesh HaKadoshim.
What does that mean?
Half of a fellow. What's Gemara talking about? Since it's for remembering, it's as if you're in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. What's that supposed to mean? How is it like you're in the Kodesh HaKadoshim? In what way is blowing shofar like you're in the Kodesh HaKadoshim? You know, you can only go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim once a year. On Yom Kippur, not on Rosh Hashanah. Right? Do you, in the entire Masechta Rosh Hashanah, and the entire Avodah Rosh Hashanah, nobody goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. When they blew shofar in the Beis HaMikdash, it was not in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. If anyone blew shofar in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, they would die on the spot. You can't go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Rosh Hashanah. So what does the Gemara mean? That since the purpose of shofar is to remember, it's as if it's in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Okay. Another question. There's a great principle in tefillah that when the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah were miyased, when they founded the words of tefillah, they didn't just pick nice words or words they thought would be powerful. No. Every word of Shemoneh Esrei is gleaned from a pasuk in Tanakh. You know that? Every single word in the Shemoneh Esrei, especially the Chasimos HaBrachos, the end of the Brachos. The end of the Brachos are founded, are rooted, there's a source for them in the words of Tanakh. And yet, there's one exception to this rule. When you come to the shofarais, we say like this. Ki ata shoymea kol shofar, umazin shrua, v'yein doy melach, baruch ata Hashem. No? Any chazanim here? Shoymea, right? What do we say? Kol shruas amo Yisrael, berachamim. Shoymea koil truas amo Yisrael brachim. God listens to the trua of Klal Yisrael berachamim. What in the world? God doesn't listen to the trua. We have to listen to the trua. There's a mitzvah in the Torah of l'shmaya koil shofar. The Rambam says mitzvah sasei shel Torah l'shmaya. What in the world is the bracha saying? Hashem listens to the trua. Hashem takes luv and esrig. Hashem sits in the sukkah, maybe up here. But simply put, the purpose of shofaros is for Hashem to listen to the kotrua. It's for Hashem. Okay.
Those three, yeah.
We don't seem to pass him like that, right? Especially going, right? So what does it mean? Shoymea, koil, chuas, amay, sobrach. We find in the Torah that Hashem listens to other things. But do we ever say by Lulav and Esek, Hashem hears the sound of the Nanuim? Hashem told us, take the Nanuim, make sure you do it. Hashem said, send the Sukkah. What makar is there in Tanakh? That Hashem is Shoymea Kotruas Amay Sobarachamim. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. He's Shoymea Tefillah. But Shofar is a Maisa Mitzvah that is incumbent upon us to listen to. Okay, Shulchan Aruch tells us, look at this one. In Siman, Tav Kuf Pei Aleph. Noyagim lokum ba'ashmoiras, loimar slichos v'tachnunim, mereshchoy deshal v'eloch ad yom ha'kippur. Minog svard, says Mechaber, is the minog of svardim, they wake up early to say slichos from mereshchoy deshal until yom kippur. Ha, says Rama, o minog b'nei Ashkenaz, ain't okay. We don't do this. So what do we do? What do? We blow shofar. What does that got to do with anything? You want to say, Shulchan Aruch says that Sfardim wake up early from Rosh Chodesh Elul and they say slichos for a month. Good. So let the Rama say, and we don't do that. What's Rama saying? Oh, you know what we do? Instead of davening for an hour, we just toot our horns. As if somehow, like that's a replacement. Kia shofar is somehow a replacement for slichos. You just say, we don't do that. What does one thing got to do with the other? What the Rama all of a sudden starts telling us all the things Ashkenazim do and Sfardim don't do? Why does the Rama say, and Ashkenazim don't eat rice? What? Okay. The Rama is saying, in Ashkenaz, they don't do that. We blow shofar. As if that's some kind of replacement. What does it have to do with anything? Machlokes, what a shofar should look like. Should a shofar be bent, or should a shofar be straight? Machlokes, Amiron. What's the machlokes based on? Whether a shofar should be kayif, whether a shofar should be bent, or should a shofar be
straight?
Says the Gemara, b'may komiflagi. Marsav, our one opinion is, b'rosh Hashanah, kama de kayif inish daite tfei mali. On Rosh Hashanah, the more bent your mind is, the more humbled your outlook is, the better. However, that opinion holds, but on Yom Kippur, you should have a straight shofar. Umar Sabar, no, but Rosh Hashanah, kama de poshet inish daite tvei mali. On Rosh Hashanah, you should have a straight. You should be straight on Rosh Hashanah. Your outlook, your mindset, your attitude should be straight. In other words, the machlokes of the form of the shofar is dependent on what type of das should you have in Rosh Hashanah. Should you be poshet atzmai? Should you humble yourself? Should you bend yourself over? Or should you be poshet atzmai? Should you make yourself straight? Straighten out your crookedness. By the way, it's very interesting. The same machloikis appears in the Sechta Yevamos on Daf Kuf Hei about how to stand during Shemoneh Esrei. The exact same machloikis of the image of the shofar, that machlokes appears in Yevamos Daf Kuf Hei, whether you should put your eyes down, or because you should in tefillah you're supposed to be bent over, your mindset should be bent, humbled, or there's another opinion, your eyes should be up to Shemayim, you should be straight, because when you daven you should be straight in front of Hashem and not crooked. How interesting it is that the exact same machlokes of the position of tefillah is the same machlokes of the image of the shofar. In fact, if you look at Rashi in Masechta Rosh Hashanah, the exact same psukim that the Gemara and Yevamos cites to how your body should be when you pray, those same psukim Rashi in Masechta Rosh Hashanah applies to the shofar. Look at number 15. Rashi says, "Kama dekayif inish, as much as a person bends the tefillasa in his tefillah, panav his face." Kevushin la'aretz, bent down into the ground, tfei adaf, it's better. Why? Why on Rosh Hashanah should you be bent over? Mishum v'hayu eini v'libi sham, because of the pasuk in Malachim, that when you daven, your eyes and your heart should be down. Hilkach, Rashi says, b'Rosh Hashanah, dila tfila, since on Rosh Hashanah, it's a tfila. The shofar needs to be bent. And then Rashi says in the bottom Rashi, of the second Rashi, number 15, and the other opinion says the shofar should be straight, like the pasuk says, by tefillah, mishum nisa levavenu el kapayim. You lift up your hearts with your palms, hilkach Rosh Hashanah bipshutin. Therefore, Rosh Hashanah, you should have a straight shofar, dilit tefillahu, because it is tefillah. So, the sefer Hare Kedem of Rav Shurkin quotes from his Rebbe Yosef Dov Soloveitchik that you see from Rashi that a shofar is not just something we do to produce a sound and fulfill a maisa mitzvah. It's not just, okay, there's a mitzvah incumbent upon us to hear the sound of the shofar. But the fact that you have a machloikis of what the shofar should look like, exactly parallel to the way you should stand Shemoneh Esrei, means that there's another aspect of the shofar, and that is shofar is a cheftza shel tefillah. Shofar is a type of tefillah. It's a form of prayer. And therefore, however, whatever position your body should be in when you daven Shemoneh Esrei, whether it's kefufin, whether it's bent, whether it's pshutin or straight, that is the exact same machlokes of the form of the shofar, the image of the shofar. I'll ask you, Akasha. You ever hear of such a crazy thing? And in the middle of a Shemoneh Esrei, a guy will take out his lulav and esrig and start shaking lulav and esrig in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. Are you even allowed to shake a lulav and esrig in Shemoneh Esrei? And the answer is no. Yeah? It would be considered inappropriate. That God would say, "Ah, imhalsu imi bekeri." You're not supposed to do mitzvahs, you know, haphazard, mix mitzvahs together. In Mil Shemoneh Esrei, if an oni comes to you for collecting, you're allowed to give him tzedakah? You're not allowed to give him tzedakah.
Make him white.
You're allowed to go in Mil Shemoneh Esrei, go sit in the sukkah, go do mitzvahs. You don't do that. And yet, even Minig Ashkenaz, we blow shofar mil Chazar Sashatz. You know, during Chazar Sashatz also. How should you be during Chazar Sashatz? Chazar Sashatz, you know, Mishnah Berurah says you're not allowed to learn during Chazar Sashatz. Mishnah Berurah says it. What are we going to do? You have to pay attention. It's Shemoneh Esrei. Shemoneh Esrei. You can't even learn. So what do we do? Oh, mil Chazar Sashatz, we're blowing shofar? And certainly Minuk Sfar. Yeah. In the middle of the still Shemoneh Esrei, right. In the middle of the silent Shemoneh Esrei on Rosh Hashanah, yeah. To top it, you're gonna blow. Everyone stops, right? You know, everyone has to wait for the Rav. In the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, I'm twiddling my thumbs 5 minutes until the Rabbi finishes getting up to Malchios, so I can hear the shofar. In the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, I'm blowing the shofar. How could you blow shofar in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei? So we have over here number 18. Number 19, Rabbi Warman, Zechzak Levracha, he brings down that he heard also from Rav Soloveitchik that the fact that we blow shofar amil Shemoneh Esrei, whether it's during Chazaras Hashatz or whether it's during the silent Shemoneh Esrei, that shows it's not a hefsek, it's not an interruption. It's an instrument of tefillah. It is tefillah. You're not doing a different thing. You're not doing stama maisa mitzvah. You're davening. The sound of the shofar, that is tzaka. It's tzaka. It's a cry. It's a geschrei. It's screaming out. The mitzvah of shofar, it's a cheftza shel tefillah. Ah. Says Rav Shurkin, look at number 17 for a moment. We know, the Rambam tells us, this is how he says it, and I'm going to say it over a little differently. The Rambam in Perek Dalet of Hilchot Tefillah says that when you stand Shemoneh Esrei, you should imagine yourself oimed lefnei hashchina. The Rambam writes further in Parakeh Halacha Dalid, V'yia liboy panoi lamala, your heart should be meditating about above, ki'ilu hu oimed b'shamayim, as if you're in heaven. Some people are like it the whole day. No, but during tefillah, you're supposed to think, ki'ilu hu oimed b'shamayim. Ah, says Rav Shurkin. If during Shemoneh Esrei, you're supposed to be thinking that you're oimed b'shamayim, and what's shofar? Shemoneh Esrei, it's tefillah. So it's keilu, you're oimed b'shamayim. That is as if you're oimed lefnai v'lefneim in the kodesh hakodashim. Is there any greater inner sanctum than mamish oimed lefnai hashchina? So therefore, since shofar, we asked, well, the Gemara says that you can't blow the shofar of a cow because en kategen asa sanega. And the Gemara says, well, that's only a problem if you're lefnai v'lefneim. And the Gemara says, yeah, shofar is lefnai v'lefneim. Why is shofar like lefnai v'lefneim? The answer is, says Rav Soloveitchik, that since shofar is a chetza shel tefillah, and just like by Shemoneh Esrei, you have the Rambam says kilo oimei b'shamayim, so therefore shofar is as if you're standing in the kodesh hakodashim. I want to say a little better, yeah. The Shulchan Aruch says that when you daven Shemoneh Esrei, Shulchan Aruch in Aruch Chaim Siman Tzadi Dalet Sif Aleph, yachzer panav keneged Eretz Yisrael. V'yechavein gam liRishalayim ulamikdash ulabeis kachay hakadashim. This is something we're all familiar with. That when you daven Shemoneh Esrei, you're supposed to face Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim, and the Kodesh Hakadosh. But what we might not be so familiar with is what this halacha means. Because it does not mean you should face the Kodesh HaKadoshim. There's no such halacha, says the Mishnah Berurah. Halacha is, if you're in Chutz La'aretz, you face Eretz Yisrael. You know what it means? V'yichavein lebeis Kodesh HaKadoshim, says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Gimel. Yachshav beliboy v'rayoinoy ke'ilu hu oimed v'mikdash v'makoyim Kodesh HaKadoshim. Halacha and tefillah, that when you daven Shemayna Esrei, one should try to imagine themselves standing in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So according to that, it comes out beautiful. Fits like a glove. Shofar is tefillah. Tefillah, you don't have to say it's kilo oimed b'shamayim. It's better than that. It's ke'ilu, you're standing in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And therefore, the shofar would present a problem for you of ein kategar nasa sanegar. And therefore, that's why you cannot blow the shofar of a par. Points out Rabbi Warman in his Sefer Oris Yimei Rachman, look at number 18. That's why we daven Aresha Sifasenu, right? Right, you know that? Aresha Sifasenu Yerav Lefanecha. Maven Umazin Mabit Umakshiv Lekoil Tikiyasin. So that's why Warman, very simple question. Pasach betfila, v'siyem b'shayfa. We say aresha sifaseinu. Let the utterances of our lips, our tfila, be sweet to you. You Hashem, who has listened to the shayfa. So what are we asking for? We asking Hashem to listen to the tfila. We asking Hashem to listen to the shayfa. We start off aresha sifaseinu, and we end off meivin umazin l'kol tchiyaseinu. Answer the same thing. The shofar is a form of tefillah. It's a type of tefillah. It's perhaps a more intense type of tefillah, and that is the aspect of shofar. I once heard from a great rabbi, Rabbi Isaac Bernstein of England. He said like this. He said a beautiful vart. He said, we know tekiyah, the Gemara says, is either genuche ganach, excuse me, trua, is what? Genuche ganach or yelule yala. It's a form of crying, right? It's a tefillah. How about the tekiyah? The tekiyah, what's the purpose of the tekiyah? What we say in the Hallelujah is, Hallelujah, b'seik ha-shofar. Praise Hashem with the seik, with the tekiyah. Tekiyah is shvach, praise. So it's very beautiful. The tefillah is the trua. So first you blow a tekiyah. Tekiyah is hallelujah, the seika shofar. That's a shvach. Then you're mispalel. That's trua, genuche ganach, or yelule yala. And then of course you always end off with shvach as well. Tekiyah, trua, tekiyah, shvach, tefillah, shvach. That's the inyan of the shofar. So we're learning is that the shofar is not just a maisa mitzvah. It's not just a dry act. It's not like a lulav. It's not like a sukkah. But there's an element of tefillah to it. By the way, after I heard all of this, and I heard this from many talmidim of Rav Soloveitchik, Rabbi Warman brings it down. The Harei Kedem brings it down. It's brought down in the Sefer Yimei. Yom Hazikaron. Later, Yom Hazikaron of
Harei Kedem.
Harei Kedem is Rav Shurkin, who's a Talmud of the Rav, and a lot of but I found later, the Brisker Rav said this also, the Griz also says this. Then in the Sefer Shaila Torah, look at number 20, so this is early Brisker Torah, the Griz is Madaikit from the Rambam. The Rambam says that, the Pasuk says, when you go out to war, V'harei oisem v'chatzoytzer, sound the trumpets. Says the Rambam, it's a mitzvah saseh min ha-Torah, lizoik, Ulharia, to pray, to cry out, and to sound the shofar. So the Brisker Rav asks, the pasuk doesn't say to pray, the pasuk just says Bahari Yosem, right, to sound the shofar. Where does the Rambam get from there? There's a mitzvah of prayer. Lizak. It must be the Rambam understands the whole purpose of the shofar. The shofar itself is a form of za'aka. It's a form of prayer. And therefore, if the Torah says v'hari yoisam, that implicitly means two things. That means the shofar as well as tefillah. So far we heard this from the Harei Kedem, the Oris Yimei Rachamim, and the Briskerov. But Marver Abaisai, I think it goes even earlier. This idea of from earlier in the Brisker dynasty. And that is, let's think for a second. The shofar is a form of tefillah. One thing we're not short of is we're not short of tefillahs. The machzor is not big enough. The machzor, especially the interlinear art scroll, it's 1,000 pages. There's a dearth of tefillah that I need another instrument. What are you? I'm davening the whole day. Well, I do it 3 times a day. Rosh Hashanah, it's 10 times longer than any other time. So now I need a shofar. What's wrong with the tefillah itself? Now that we're saying the inyan of shofar, it's tefillah, who needs it? That's the one thing I'm not lacking on Rosh Hashanah. More tefillah. How much tefillah do we need? Says the Beis Halevi, Shalos Uchivas Beis Halevi in the back. He brings down in his drashos, in Drush Tezvav. Says the Beis Halevi, a beautiful vart, that we know on Rosh Hashanah particularly, we're very fearful of Ein Kategar Nasa Sanegar. We can't use the shofar of a bull because we remind Hashem El Cheda Ega. The Kohen Gadol cannot wear a big day zav, right? Egal. Says the Beis Halevi, forget the egal. The egal is the least of your problems. You know what your biggest problem is? You know what man's biggest problem is? His mouth. Forget the egal. The egal is nothing. More than reminding Hashem the Cheda Egal, one thing you don't want to remind Hashem of is your mouth. So here you come to Hashem on Rosh Hashanah. Zachreinu l'chayim. Avinu malkeinu, kasveinu b'sevrayim. And the tefillah goes up to Ribbono shel Olam. And the malachim say, nice tefillah, but look, God, where that tefillah came out of. It came out of this man's mouth. Oh, his mouth. Ribbono shel Olam. Let's examine what that mouth did this year. Gulp, right? You're worried about the Cheda Egel? I guarantee you, you would march in front of the Bezen Shamayla with the Egel itself, and you would prefer them to be analyzing the Cheda Egel the entire day of Rosh Hashanah than them looking at your mouth for 1 minute. So therefore the Beis Halevi says, you're worried about the Cheda Egel? You have bigger problems to worry about. And you know what Chazal do? Chazal said, we do something called quadruple bypass.
That's a good one.
Quadruple bypass. You have to bypass your lips, you have to bypass your teeth, you have to bypass your tongue, and you have to bypass your voice box. You need to daven without using your mouth! And the shofar, says the Beis Halevi, is tefillah me'umka deliba.
Wow, beautiful.
The only way to daven without your mouth is, it's like you stick the pipe in, you know, it's like a feeding tube. You gotta bypass the mouth. You got to go straight from the lave, straight to Shemayim. The malachim hear the cry of the shofar. And they, where's this coming from? We were hoping to get some tefillahs from this guy's mouth. No, says Ribbono Shel Olam, but we bypassed that today. We don't want anyone drumming up, not the Cheda Egel, and not something worse than that. Not the mouth that with which we spoke Lashon Hara, Rechilos, Sheker, Oinoaz Devarim. That's the union of the shofar, says the Beis Halevi. Says the Beis Halevi, shofar is tefillah, but we need a new type of tefillah on Rosh Hashanah. Because Rosh Hashanah, the Yom Adin, the Rosh Hashanah, Vayihi Hayoim, Vayav Ibnei Elikim, the Satan is there. We got to avoid the Satan. So the shofar is what I call quadruple bypass. You bypass the 4 mitzvos hapeh, and it's a way of producing tefillah without the faculty of speech. Says the Beis Halevi, look at number 21. This is the meaning all the way at the end. Uvezeh yevuar mashomer hagemar b'Rosh Hashanah. Imru lefanei malchios, kedei shetam lichuni aleichem. You say malchios. Imru lefanei zechroinois, kedei sheyal zechroneichem lefanei letoiva. Uvameh b'shaifar. Why? Perosh shaloi al yedei mitzvos hapeh. Rak me'umka deliba v'derech kol hashofar loy al yedei klei hadibor shel kol hashanah. We bypass the regular faculty of speech. So Marav Rabbeisai, what the Beis Halevi is saying is that shofar is a tefillah, but it's not a tefillah from the mouth, from the intellect. It's the cry of the heart of a yid, and the heart of a yid we know is pure. Let's go back to the beginning. We pointed out that of all the things in all the mitzvahs in the Torah, what's the one mitzvah that Bilam was so jealous of? Utshuas Melech Loi. He's not jealous of the lulav. He's not jealous of the Torah. He's not jealous of Dalet Minim. Dafka the shofar. Why Dafka the shofar? We saw in the beginning, in number 1, the Brisker Rav asked, Why would we praise Klal Yisrael? Look how close you are to God. When you cry out, He listens. Goyim could also cry out. Why can't Goyim also blow shofar? Why is Bilam so jealous about the shofar? Let Bilam blow the shofar. He could daven. So Bilam could daven. Why can't Bilam blow the shofar? The answer is the shofar is a special tefillah. You know what the shofar is? It's a cry me'umka deliba. It's a cry from the deepest recesses of the heart. Well, what is in? What does the deepest recesses of the heart, what does it cry at? So it depends if you're a Yid or a Goy. Because we know in the heart of a Yid, the Rambam tells us, in Hilchos Gerushin, that if somebody has to give a get, what do? Kaifin oisai, at shiyoy me'a roitzani. We force him until he says, I want. So Rambam asks, what do you mean you force him until he says he wants? He doesn't want. He doesn't want. It's not a good get. What does the Rambam say? Deep down in the heart of every Yid is Ritzaynenu La'asos Ritzayna. We want to do the will of Hashem. So when you stick the shofar in the mouth of a Yid, and now what is emanating is not what the Yid says, but the deepest desire of the Yid, that is the cry of the heart of the Jew of Ritzaynenu La'asos Ritzayna. We want to do the will of Hashem. Goyim don't have that. You stick the shofar in the mouth of the guy, and it comes out the umka deliba. What's coming out of the oimak haleva of a guy? Malei taiva, malei gaiva, malei avera. This type of tefillah, the tefillah of the shofar, which comes me umka deliba, is the deepest, most intimate, most strongest desire of a Jew, and that is to come close to Avinu Shema Shemayim, to do the will of Hashem. And this is what drives Bilam crazy. That what Bilam is so jealous of is not that we blow the shofar and they can't blow the shofar. What Bilam is jealous of is what exists in the deepest recesses of the heart of a Yid. That friendship, like Rashi says, that liebshaft, that closeness that we have, the purity of the neshama. It's the purity of the neshama that comes out on Rosh Hashanah. Especially because we know Rosh Hashanah is the day that Ibn Hashem gave us the neshama. So Rosh Hashanah is also the day that the neshama is able to cry out. It bypasses the faculty of speech. And this is the tefillah that we know, Ki ata shomea koil shofar. Where in Tanakh does it say Hashem listens to the sound of the shofar? The answer is because we know in Tanakh, Ki ata shomea tefillah, the Ibn Hashem listens to the tefillah. And that is the makar that the Ibn Hashem hears, the sound of our shofar. The Ibn Hashem should hear. Be makabel all of our tefillahs, berachamim uveratzayim. Wish you all a good kibben shiar.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.